Listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1, also at 107.1 FM and on the coast. Wheelam, Nehalem, Manzanita, Nehalem, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. We're creating community here at X-Ray. Shows like Wildflowers and Weeds and my show, as Rose Gerber just mentioned on the air. And we've got live music today from Ryan Solly of Builders and the Butchers. It is X-Ray membership time. Please give xray.fm and click on the blue donate button. This is Hello Cruel World. I'm JBJ. Thank you for tuning in today. You're in for a real treat. Let's start out with some, let's rock it up a little bit. Robin Hitchcock to start out with.
X-ray. I sit out the window, I sit out the law. I'm gonna see what the shuffle man saw. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Stacks are lit by gaslight, stars are lit by jazz. I wanna have what the shuffle man has. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Don't forget to function, don't need one of those. I'm gonna go where the shuffle. Ready for the bagels, ready for
swing. If only she could see how things turned out to be. Things are shitty, I feel really bad. Wish you could see why I'm shaking now. I've seen more dead bodies than I would really like to share. Sometimes I look deep into the mirror and try to cut my hair, but I see fear and shame in everything a girl just shouldn't feel. I see a girl who's tired.
One of my favorite releases of the year so far.
That one was perfect.
Bad.
One of my favorite releases from so far this year comes from folk punker, local news legend. The EP is called Criterion of Embarrassment, and that's a re-recorded version of Severed Hand. The original came out during the pandemic. Before that, Robin Hitchcock. Robin's got something new coming out in June or July, I believe. There's a single out now called This Is My Thing, or I Am This Thing. I Am This Thing. That's what it's called. Anyway, are you listening to Hello Cruel World? Singer-songwriters and acoustic music every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Live music whenever possible. This is one of those weeks. We got Ryan Solly of The Builders and The Butchers here in studio. Let's start with a track from the brand new release, No Tomorrow.
I was a one-winged bird, headed to the ground. You can't catch me, 'cause I'm spinning round. I thought I could fly way up in the clouds. Oh, mama, mama, can you help me down? Was one idea lost in the woods, and I can hear what's coming in the shadowy dark. A lightning in the sky and thunder on the ground under the moonlight. Breathing out.
That is One Winged Bird from Builders and the Butcher. The Builders and the Butchers, their new record, No Tomorrow, is out now. Ryan Solly, frontman of Builders and the Butchers, is here in studio with me this week on Hello Cruel World.
It's been too long.
It has been way too long.
I think it was 3 or 4 years pre-pandemic when I was here last.
Yeah, and I remember it was also Pledge Drive when you were on. And thank goodness that you have some radio background. You were like, let's just see how well my brain works. You were in Alaska? Is that where you did community radio at?
You're unbelievable. Yeah, I did college radio. I had a punk rock show on the Anchorage and the Fairbanks station. And so I mean, you better believe that all the PR guys were chomping at the bit to get those CDs up to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
To get that little bump.
So, what kind of stuff were you playing?
Just old classic, like, punk that I liked, you know?
But, like, you're younger than I am, so I would imagine our punk Venn... I wonder what our punk Venn diagram would look like.
For me, like, when I talk about, like, punk, it's... A lot of people are, like, Blink, and I'm like, no, dude, it's Bad Brains. It's Minor Threat. It's Circle Jerks. It's Black Flag. It's
okay.
X. It's... Those bands.
Yes. Okay. So,
Dead yeah. Kennedys.
Yes. So, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables.
Absolutely.
The first 3 or 4 records of X.
Yeah.
The first 2 records from Circle Jerks.
Yeah. Germs.
Black Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like.
We can hang.
I don't like newer punk. It's not really punk. But that's a real elitist punk thing to say also. So.
When I first moved here. Mm-hmm. And was doing data entry for the post office and was listening to 94.7.
Yeah.
And it was like all these bands that like sounded like what third wave ska was. It was like third wave
punk. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like NoFX. And
exactly.
Yeah, that's what.
Now, I do think there is a revival of old punk now of like really good, like Amel and the Sniffers or.
Yes.
Idols.
The Chats.
All that stuff is like, that's, or even the Viagra Boys to a certain degree. Like, that's good. That's like the real stuff.
Like, I don't really make the connection between that and old punk, but yeah, that definitely, right?
Like there's nothing new school punk about it.
Yeah, without those early bands, we wouldn't have the Chats or Amel and the Sniffers.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, yes, I'm with you. We're already reforming some bonds, Ryan.
That's true. We knew we loved the same stuff.
Tell me about this new record. I mean, I was telling you off air that I really glommed on to the previous one because it came out during the pandemic.
Sure, Sure.
And so the like I was wandering around this neighborhood, listening to my headphones. I remember taking a drive with my wife out to Hood River to pick up some cider from Son of Man, and we listened to that record on the way and back.
Thanks.
This
new one, I don't know. You know, the songs they come along, and then enough of them, you know, are that's like, okay, now it's time to record them and stuff. But a friend of mine was like, you should have this guitar. And it's not this guitar I have right now, but a different, it's an old Gibson Archtop 1950s guitar. And I bought it off of him, and it's the nicest guitar. It's the nicest instrument I've ever owned. It's like this glorious.
Will you pull that microphone closer
yes,
to you?
Yes.
I can hear the room.
Okay.
I'd rather hear your
voice. Is that better?
Yes. That's so much better.
You're in the minority of people who want to hear my voice, but thank you. So basically this guitar, I just started playing it, and it was like, it was haunted. It just full of songs. Like I just pick it up and write a song. And there's certain, like sometimes, you know, as a musician,
I was distracted. So tell me again how you came to the guitar.
A friend of mine was like,
he
had to buy it. It's a nice guitar, but he was like, I don't ever play this. And it's just kind of sitting there, and I know you would love it. And he knows me real well as a musician. So I was like, okay, I played it. And I was like, yes, this is what I should have. And so I just picked it up, and the songs kind of like wrote themselves. I didn't have to work hard, and it just, and it just felt inspired. And so I just, every time I pick up that guitar, a new song would kind of pop out, and it just kind of kept happening until there was enough for a record.
And that's this new record?
That's this new record. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it's, definitely written with, you know, these wonderful, horrible times in mind.
Yeah.
Leeches in there, but there's story songs too and stuff. But, you know, the first record was made over the pandemic, so it was a real breath of fresh air to actually be able to get together again and collaborate in the studio and be there and not have to email stuff across, and didn't take years to make. It took, you know, less than a year to make. So
did that pandemic record, did you have to put it together, like from cobble it together from everybody sending in stuff?
Yeah, we basically... Did
you send them basic tracks and then they were adding stuff to it, or how did that work?
February of 2020, we got in the studio and laid down the drums. Not knowing what was coming. And so we're like, okay, we'll just record a record. Then that happened. And then, so then we had to like, you know, record remotely and send it in to our.
But I would imagine that having those drum tracks really helped.
Imagine
if you were starting completely from scratch remotely.
Absolutely. We had drum tracks and we had scratch tracks. So that like gave us a little bit of a skeleton. And then we just built it from there. And, you know, the guys who were recording it were kind of home and had not much to do. So that was a plus. But just the painful nature of like, here, check out these 70 guitar tracks. Let's go through them and figure out what works for the song. You know, it's very not our process. We're like to have a vibe with each other and like play off each other and stuff like that. So
sift through your memory really quick. It could be music or non-music, but like, what's the weirdest thing you remember about the pandemic? Do you have any like weird memories where you're like, there's no way I've ever done this, or I will never do this again?
Yeah. Okay. Here's one. I was desperate to play music for people. And my friend was like, hey, my friend is an elementary school music teacher, and they're looking for local musicians to go on Zoom and do Zoom calls while they're playing songs for the kids who are in the Zoom class. And I was like, you know what? I will do that. I just want to play, you know? And so I get on there and I, you know, have my eyes closed, and I didn't realize on the sidebar of my laptop, the like chat was visible of what the kids were saying about me as I was playing. And so I opened my eyes and they're like, acoustic guitar, Old Town Road. That their frame of reference for a song with acoustic guitar
was Old Town Road.
Was Old Town Road, but it was like, one of the kids like, Old Town Road, but sad. So I was like, oh no, I have to close my eyes again. But that was the weirdest, because that was like such a thing I would never, not that I dislike children, but like I would, that's not my deal, you know, playing for kids for music class.
Well, you got your, I won't ask, you've got your guitar in hand. I'm not going to ask you to play Old Town Road today.
Thanks.
It's my gift to you.
I've played it. I would, but you know, it just feels like it's not, that moment has flown.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
My kids are young enough to where I know what that, I get that reference.
Yeah, that's good.
Even though I don't listen to popular music or anything.
Yeah.
It's just Circle Jerks.
Only Circle Jerks.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, that's, I could tell by the Circle Jerks tattoo on your forehead that that's all you listen to. A friend of mine in school who was deeply religious and very sheltered, that was his favorite band until he realized what that meant. And then he just thought it was a bunch of jerks standing in a circle. So he went home and broke all of his CDs when he realized that in high school. Very funny.
I was remembering the other day when all of my music was on cassette.
Yeah.
That I would put tape over the store-bought.
Yep. So you could record.
And tape over the swears.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow. Just because
I was in a religious
it made you
household.
Made you feel bad.
Or like I was worried that
your mom, my mom.
Exactly.
My wife similar had to listen to Amy Grant in secret. You know what I mean? When she went pop, it was a huge scandal and she had to like listen to secret Amy Grant.
Get this. I remember coming home from, I was in high school. I was either a junior or a senior. Coming home from school and going into my room, my mom was sitting on my bed in my room holding X Los Angeles in her hand, the LP.
Dude, that's awesome.
And she's like, what is this? And
you're like, the greatest
then
thing
she pulled out the lyric sheet and starts reading me these lyrics.
Oh, dude, yeah. That has like insomnia on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, nausea.
Johnny Hit and Run Pauline.
She's reading me the lyrics to Nausea. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome, dude. Yeah. That's wonderful. That is so wonderful.
I'm glad we can look back on that as wonderful.
It is so, so
I
funny.
Was mortified at the time.
Of course. Yeah. Is there a place, and this is a personal question towards you, but is there a place in which, or was there a time where your mom would look back and laugh at that a little bit or not so much?
I mean, I think she cared less once I got older.
Okay.
I remember going with her to a Dan Byrne concert in San Francisco.
Okay.
I went home and this maybe was like 15 years ago, I want to say. We went to a Dan Byrne concert and he's got profanity in his songs.
Sure.
He played the one song that the whole night I was like, please do not play Bright Lights. Please do not play.
It's going to be in front of your mom.
Bright Lights. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, it's like watching a movie with a sex scene in it,
yes,
with your mom.
Exactly. And I asked her about it afterwards. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's like the one song I didn't want him to play. And mm-hmm. She's like, oh, it's fine. It's nothing I haven't heard before. You know, that kind of a line. But
no
way was it okay that I was listening to X Los Angeles.
That's so
when
awesome.
I was 16.
You were so much more punk than like a punk, of actual crust punk under a bridge. Cause like you had a lot to lose. You had so much to lose. Like they don't have anything to lose. If you're like a actual punk, you know, living on the street, but you had a lot to lose listening to X.
I feel like I dress the same way now that I did back then. So I was pretty closeted as far as like fashion wise. Like I did not really dress like a punk at
me,
all.
Me, all my friends in high school were like leather jacket, weird spiky hair, and it was me. I was just like their dorky friend.
I did have Converse where I would write the symbols, you
there
know,
you go.
Like the DK
cool.
symbols.
Cool, yeah, that's awesome.
That was my one, you know, that was my one avenue.
My friend and I had, we would put like, we went to the punk rock store and bought like 5,000 spikes and then just put them through our hoodies, just... We looked like a dinosaur. Like it looked like some kind of. It was ridiculous. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh, this is so great. 20 minutes just on our punk background.
Yeah. Well, people need to know our priors.
Yes. You are listening to X-Ray FM. Radio is yours. Ryan Solly is yours for the next little while. Text us 971-220-5979. Email dj@xray.fm. It's pledge drive. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, Ryan's going to play us a song that is not Old Town Road.
It is not Old Town Road, but it will be even bigger. I promise. It's called Rise, My Son.
Thank you.
In the depth of the water, we're wringing our hands till our fingers fell out of our palms. We climbed over rocks to the tops of the mountains. We offered the last of our blood. Look at all of those pieces we laid down before a false idol, a prophet so small. And the fire still raged, and a tidal wave came in the morning. Rise, my son, to the day. Don't you keep coming round, kicking me down in the dirt around here where I lay. Rise, my son, to the day. Don't you keep coming round, kicking me down in the dirt around here where I lay. I crawled through hell to get to high water, to my knees and my elbows raw. Met a man at the fire gate, I broke down before him, I cast off the last of my gods. Look at all of those followers giving their dollars to an idol, a prophet so small. And the fire still raged, and the tidal wave came. Ashes and fire, and the tears I cry make rivers salt water. Home, sweet home, all ashes and fire, and the tears I cry make rivers salt water.
Rise My Son, live here from Ryan Solly, Builders and Butchers. You're listening to X-Ray FM. We will be right back.
Hey, this is Scott, host of the 80-Pound Cardstock Show here on X-Ray. 2 hours of intergalactic and subterranean electronic and experimental music every Tuesday evening at 11 p.m. If you like big hits and weird sounds, come check us out. 80 Pound Cardstock right here on X-Ray FM.
If you hear video music play in the dark of night, you are most likely listening to VCR TV.
With your host, DJ Kyle Reese.
Friday mornings at 1 a.m. or anytime at xray.fm.
Radio is yours. Radio is yours.
All right, X-Ray FM, we are back. Hello, cruel world. We are back. I'm JBJ, joined this week by Ryan Solly of Builders and the Butchers.
Yeah.
Woo! So great to have you back in studio. It is the X-Ray FM membership drive, funds drive, and we need your support. Call this number, 503-233-9729, or go to xray.fm/donate. X-Ray is home to the best curators and collectors of music in Portland. You can help share the love of music by becoming a member today. There's several levels. $10 a month gets you a thank you pack.
That's awesome.
$15 a month gets you a t-shirt.
I mean,
and $20 a month gets you a beach set. I don't know what.
Like a beach house?
Maybe.
X-Ray's giving away beach houses? That's great.
At the very least, I'm sure it's a pail and a shovel.
That's wonderful. You can dig your own house.
Yeah, yeah. You can dig a little beach cave.
There you go.
This week, the big prize is a Movie Madness mega pack. So it's a $530 value. Everyone who gives this week will be entered into a drawing to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership and a free rental of the Movie Madness Miniplex.
And you get a free back rub by John Waters.
He'll be flying out explicitly, but also explicitly to give you a back rub. So at Movie Madness, they have a little theater there. You can rent it. I don't know if you knew this, but you could actually rent it out and like show a movie with your friends. I've always wanted to do this, but I've never done it.
That's so awesome.
Ryan, if I ever do this, if I were to get this and win, I would be showing Decline of Western Civilization.
100%.
And inviting you to come over and watch it with us.
I would absolutely. That's one of my very favorite. The portion of that movie where Darby Crash is explaining how he evens himself out by shooting up heroin, but then taking cocaine and then drinking and then just to get to level is incredible.
I want. Okay, so there's more to this. I want to recreate. A movie night that I went to, again, this was either junior or senior year. It was in Petaluma, California, at the theater there. And it was basically Mods. I don't think they knew this when they programmed this, but it was basically Mods versus Punks.
Totally, yeah.
So the first movie they showed was Dance Craze.
Okay.
Which is all two-tone bands from Madness,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Specials. And then right after they played Decline. That's... And so there was the two factions. And then after that, we all went back into the night and it was cruise night in Petaluma. So it was all the rednecks. So you would think that like the Mods and the Punks would band together. But no, they were at rivalry with each other. And then also the rednecks at cruise night.
It's nice to know that America has always hated itself.
It was like... my personal version of the Warriors.
That's so funny. That is so funny. Yeah, I've never understood. Like, I'm like, there's so many good ska bands and punk bands and ska punk bands. Energy by Operation Ivy is absolutely on my Mount Rushmore.
That's a really good Venn diagram.
It's
of,
perfect.
Yeah.
But it's funny that they want to hate each other like that.
I know.
It's like when metalheads and grindcore people, or it's like, dude, you. It's loud and aggressive. Just get over yourself and enjoy it together.
I like this. I like where this is going.
This is what America needs.
But so really, really that Movie Madness night would be Dance Craze, would be the double feature Dance Craze and the Decline of Western Civilization.
Totally.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Absolutely.
You know, if you win, and I'm talking you, the listener, if you win, you could help my dream come true. And I would be so grateful.
That's what we're here to do.
But it'll only happen if you call now, 503-233-9729. Or it's actually 503-233-X-ray.
Yeah.
Or go to xray.fm if you're introverted. You can just go on the web, xray.fm/donate.
There you go.
You know, I wouldn't be as dramatic to say that like radio has saved my life or something, but man, there's been times when the work-life balance is way shifted towards the work, and radio has been such a salvation. Music's always been a salvation for me.
Totally.
But like radio, you know, being able to like just leave all the everything behind and just come in here and do radio for an hour, man, that's so good to just it's like a way to reset for me.
The DJs at X-Ray and all community stations care so deeply about music, and more than that, just like not serving a corporate master. Like yeah. This is truly independent, and that really means something. And a lot of people kind of doom scroll, and then they're like feeling angry and like, what can I do? And a really actionable thing to do is give to anything that's independent of any corporate interests, and community radio is one of the very, very best.
I completely agree, and there's no way I could have said that as succinctly as you did.
I can't believe so that came here. Out that way. It's a miracle, and I'll never be able to repeat anything again.
You will when I have you on next, and hopefully it won't be another like 6-7 years
yes.
in between.
Yeah,
yeah. It was definitely pre-pandemic.
I think it probably 2018.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like to me.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Solly's here. Builders and the Butchers just dropped a new record called No Tomorrow. They're playing tonight, actually, Aladdin Theater.
At the Aladdin Theater with the Portland Cello Project is going to be guesting with us, part of the Portland Cello Project. The Shivas and Jared Mees and the Grown Children, which are two of my very, very favorite local bands. It's going to be a love fest, and it's going to be hopefully very sweaty and fun. So I'd love to see you there.
Yes.
And I almost guaranteed that there are some tickets available.
Nice. Well, it's good to give the listener some hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then I'm really, really stoked that it sold out. Either way, it's good.
Okay. I say this every once in a while, but I've had good luck just going in front of the venue and just
totally
and just yelling at people.
Lurking.
Yeah. Lurking.
Yeah.
Or even once I like made a sign.
What did your sign say?
It said looking for tickets.
That's good.
Yeah. I've done that. If it's important enough, like we're talking about traveling to see a show or like if it's important enough, I've done that a few times.
I did that at a Nico Case show at the Aladdin and got in, and
nice.
It was magic.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you got another song in you?
Yes.
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 I'm so excited.
This is called World's on Fire.
Yes, it is. It literally is.
Sitting around here waiting for my Lord. Sitting around here waiting for my Lord. And if he don't show, I'll have another cigarette and beer. 'Cause only a fool thought that the good Lord would end up here. My hometown is broken, bare, and lost. This old town is broken, bare, and lost. Lift me and my family, take a living out of heart attacks and dust. So I spend my whole life shaking down the Pentecost. Wait just one more minute for my Lord. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Watch the world's on fire. Yeah, the world's on fire. Like a blind man burning, doing nothing, but he's so devout. Oh, before I go, I'll do my best to put it out. There's no shame in loving someone you don't understand. Only wasted life is keeping heads down in the sand. I shot my bullets at my feet. I cut your name into my hand. There's no shame in living life in full light while you can. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Watch, the world's on fire. Yeah, the world's on fire. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Yeah, the world's on fire. Oh, the world's on fire. Can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. I can't wait just one more minute for my Lord. Watch, the world's on fire. Oh, the world's on fire. Oh, before I go, I'll do my best to put it out. Oh, before I go, I'll do my best to put it out.
World's on fire.
That's, there you go.
Yeah. How are you staying sane in this?
Yeah. In the current climate. By donating every cent that I own to community radio.
Wow.
That's it. That's the only way to stay sane. No, in all honesty, I think that, you know, we take these things into our bodies and our minds and we see what is happening and then we feel stuck because it's too big. And I think the best way to process these things is to turn your phone off, either go outside, take a walk, or sit inside and create something. If it's a painting, write a song, do a thing, and whatever that feeling is will come out through that, and then you express that to the world, and that way you not only got that out in a healthy way and that feeling isn't in you anymore, but other people might hear the song you wrote or look at the painting you made and relate to it, and then that's a together feeling we can have together.
I'm just realizing as you're talking, you have kids, you have young kids.
Yeah, yeah. We our kids have ice whistles that they need to take to school to blow when they see scary people outside their school. It's such an insane perversion of what the United States is supposed to be.
I have been doing a lot of grieving in the last, not just about my mom mostly, but,
sure.
But about my kids and what, I never would have wished, no parent would wish any of this stuff, for their kids. We never went through this kind of stuff growing up. You know what I mean?
It never
got this dire, I don't think.
Yeah. From a musical perspective, I think about these things that bands were doing in the 90s, like Fugazi doing shows for $5 just to create community. Say what you will about Pearl Jam, but to go in front of Congress to complain or to call out the fact that Ticketmaster was charging $3 as a service fee and how horrible that was. And they were no, this is not right. They shouldn't be charging $3. And now those fees are $30.
Yeah.
Just cause they can. And it's just a bigger symptom of kind of late stage capitalism, and that people need to just wake up.
Yeah.
And realize what's happening. It doesn't have to be this way. And so community radio, extremely important. Going to see live independent music at independent venues, extraordinarily important. But more than anything, just create your own art. Start a band yourself and get those terrible feelings out of your body.
I love that. So rather than getting on your phone and doom scrolling till the cows come home,
get in your garage.
Just get a drum set. Just make something.
Yeah. Bash things, whatever you need to do to feel better.
I love that. That's the most practical advice I think I've received, you know, in answer to that question.
Thanks.
In a while. Thanks, Ryan. I'm so glad you're here today.
I'm really glad to be here.
I appreciate that. Well, we should probably say goodbye.
Sure.
Like,
not forever, but just for now.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've done an interview that's just gone this long, but
cool.
I'm leaving it all in, man.
Cool.
Yeah. I love having conversations with musicians because you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've talked so much today about punk rock music. That makes me so happy.
That's like literally, I mean, it's like people remember the first time they heard I remember going to my friend's house and the first time I heard Dead Kennedys and the world shifted.
Wow.
You know, and you're just like, oh, everything is different now. Like, it's wild.
It gave me a language.
Yes.
It gave me a language that I didn't know that I needed, you know?
Like, I know I'm angry, but this is the thing. This is the valve.
Why, like, I'm going to bring it back to current day, but like, we had that music as a framework to, like, process what was going on around us. Even though, like, I didn't have, like, a huge knowledge of Reaganomics or...
Sure.
Or how that was, you know, affecting us or, like, how politics and the Republicans were affecting...
Sure.
...our daily lives. But, like, now, like, I'm waiting for the next Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerks music to, like, give this new generation that same kind of framework that we had.
I think, if you listen to Idol's records, it's in there. That's in there on Idol's records. Even a little bit of Amyl and the Sniffers. We were talking about that earlier. Like, there's some good bands now
Kids listening to that? Are your kids listening to Idols and Amyl and the Sniffers?
You know, my daughter is listening to, like, she's 13 and has fantastic taste in music. I can't tell her to listen to anything, but stuff that she finds on her own. She's like, Dad, have you ever heard of the Smiths? I'm like, yes.
I had that moment with my son where, like, we were at an Airbnb and, like, coming out of the he's in there taking a shower and I walk past there, I hear Cocteau Twins coming out of...
You're, like, celebrating. Like,
where in the world would you ever have heard of Cocteau Twins?
I hate to say it, but my daughter is ticked. She's like, it's on TikTok and I'm learning about all these bands and I'm like, it's not all bad. It's mostly bad, but I'll give TikTok that. It showed my daughter the Smiths.
So much of our music is like has been memed now.
Yeah,
like that stuff is like background music on TikTok.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah,
but I'll take it.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take it too.
It's better than AI slop.
If I could kind of answer the question I just put out, I think the kids, they don't need us to tell them what to listen to.
Yeah,
I think music serves so many functions. And that kids are just going to find what heals them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to find what they need to get through what's going on right now. They'll find it just like you and I found all that stuff.
Just more than musical taste, just raise your kids to be critical thinkers. And then they'll find good music.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, can we close on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And one more song, please?
Oh, yeah. We'll do one more song.
Sweet.
This is a...
Again, I want to remind X-Ray listeners, Ryan Solly of Builders and the Butchers has been my guest this week. He fronts a band, a local band, Builders and the Butchers. How long has the Builders and the Butchers been around? When did you guys start out?
Our first shows were the weekend of Halloween 2005.
And you guys back then, you were busking. That was like that was one of your things.
Busking or playing like living rooms or, you know, just fully acoustic. And so... You would all blow our voices out and then have to take a break for a week before you could play another show. But it was super fun. It still is.
They have a brand new record that just dropped a few weeks ago. It's called No Tomorrow. And they're playing a show tonight at Aladdin Theater on a build with Jared Meese and the Grown Children.
And the Shivas.
And
the Portland Cello Project.
I heard you say that, but it just now sunk in.
Yeah.
It's wow. Shivas and Portland Cello Project.
It's a great bill.
Wow.
So
anyway.
All right. This is called A Wall of Fire. the same air, the same moon, the same blue sky. When a brother died, a silver tear fell from our golden eyes. We lowered our defenses and let that devil come inside our door. I don't want to let my broken heart hurt my brother. Dry as the river, together watch it burn. When your family tree's out of roots and leaves, you can't climb it anymore. What we'd forgotten has broke our spirit down into our core. I don't want to let my broken heart hurt my brother. A silver tear fell from our golden eyes. We've lowered our defenses and let that devil come inside our door. I don't want to let my broken heart hurt my brother.
Gosh, a wall of fire. Ryan Solly of Builders and the Butchers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're on my calendar for next your future album release.
I will gladly be there. Calling this
you
is
up.
Always a
I'm
blast.
I'm calling you up.
I can't wait.
Thanks again.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Come on.
coming over to Welcome to Your Good Day, coming up here at 4 o'clock. Look, it's Swag. Swag is back in the hot seat. You got to stick around for that. Thanks to Colton for renewing his membership and for his love of frogs. We all have a renewed love of frogs this year. Shout out to the frogs. If you love frogs, go over to X-Ray's website, xray.fm, click on the blue donate button, and give. You'll feel so good. I want to thank Ryan Solly of Builders and the Butchers, also Howard Wolfling for setting this up. Finally, don't forget about the show tonight, Builders and the Butchers playing live Aladdin Theater on a bill with the Shivas, Portland Cello Project, and Jared Meese and the Grown Children. Next week, it's not quite confirmed yet, but next week we might have Alila Diane here on the program. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Welcome to your good day. Don't forget, Swag is up next.
Lee drove me home 7 in the morning. Must be at work by 10. Rolling up a sleeve, kissing her children, wanting so badly to be asleep. But the day has plans and you want it upstairs. Who's screaming at the top of the lungs? Well, I don't have time and my patience is running thin. Closing her eyes, 7 in the morning. Leaders are best to stay awake. Leaning in a chair, our conversations lingering above us like a cloud. But the day has plans and you want it upstairs. Who's screaming at the top of the lungs? Well, I don't have time and my patience is running thin. Have we decided who's picking the kids up after school? Have we decided who's picking the kids up after school?
Hello, Portland. I'm David Schilling, host of Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, I play a mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't.